This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking all things beauty. We're talking about the abdominal implant. I mean, we seem to maybe not focus men much on men when it comes to, you know, the aesthetics, the looking good and stuff. I mean, we focus a little bit on the flat tummy for the ladies, the boob job, the Brazilian butt lift. But there's something called the abdominal implant, very popular with men, especially in the US. But how popular is it in South Africa? Is it something that is being done in our country? You know, just going to buy that six pack. So to help us with those questions, we're joined on the line by plastic surgeon Dr. Edward Ngwenya. Good morning, doctor. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and a happy new year.
Good morning and compliments of the new year to you and your listeners. And thank you for having me at the show.
Oh, firstly, we're having a very interesting conversation today. Abdominal implant. Can we buy that six pack? Take us through it. Is it possible?
Perhaps let's look at what is, you know, abdominal implant.
Okay.
Or implants as a whole. What is an implant? An implant is a, let's say, a prosthesis or something that we create, of course, in a safe way outside of the human body, and then it's brought in. So it's not normal, in inverted commas, to the skin or to the body as a normal human tissue. However, it's something that's brought in and inserted to do what? To enhance, to augment, to basically add on. Beautify, because we've got a specific definition of beauty as humans and as a society. And six-pack, you know, for men comes in as one of the things. So we know implants, you know, from women as, you know, your breast implants are popular. We all know about that. We all know about gluteal implants. But implants are also used in other areas. And wherever they are used with the specific shape and designed to enhance that specific area. We use them in the face, on the chin. So, you know, you mentioned as, you know, men have been forgotten. And if you actually, you know, what we don't realize and what I know is that I see a lot of men. And men are concerned with their aesthetic appearance. And so chin implants are popular, biceps, calf implants, and abdominal implants, which is a six-pack, is now what is then, you know, something else that is popular.
Sure. So now who's eligible to get the six-pack implant? When we talk about criteria, do we have any?
Definitely. I think for anything, there must be a criteria. And that's an important question because there's so many things that we want. My mother always used to say, you know, if wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. We have so many wishes and so many things that we want, but do we qualify for those things?
Yeah.
What I can say is that, you know, that you cannot put implants if you understand.
I get
so
you.
I think that will look extremely odd.
Yeah.
You have this man with this big abdomen and then he's got hanging underneath, you know, this pack. I think that doesn't look so great. So it's not going to turn you into a model. So what does this then say? It says that the foundation must be good. In other words, the weight, the fat distribution, the body habitus, your structure overall must then be ready for this implant. And what does that say? It says that there are some people who we can then go in immediately and put in implants because they've got a certain body structure, flat, you know, they just need some enhancement to now look more muscular and go for the specific look that they look. Because remember, we all have different shape and size, so the implants are specifically designed for that individual. And thus, some may need to lose weight. Some may need, we may need to assist with liposuction. And others may need a tummy tuck first to flatten.
Okay.
What am I saying? I'm saying that this is not a weight loss procedure, as we know. But it's a cherry on top. That's what it is. And you can't put a cherry on an unappealing cake.
Of course.
You know, no one will really be interested. You must put that cherry on a desirable cake so that whoever then looks at it, you know, it gives the extra appeal. It's a cherry on top of a good cake.
Most definitely. So let's talk about the procedure now. Is it a once-off procedure?
You know, well, I'm reminded by a quote, I don't know who said that there's nothing permanent in this world except change. And so definitely, you know, time, gravity, all of these factors affect us all. So it's all dependent on the change you will undergo. If you gain weight, if you change in a specific area, of course it's going to affect that cherry that's on top. It may move to a different direction now and no longer be in the place where it should be. You know, I'm flat and I gain, I will use the word mkaba. And then what happens? That thing also moves with mkaba, because it's not fixed to a bone, but fixed to, you know, that flexible mobile skin.
Yeah.
And so it will go around. So we there are other options, many other options.
Okay.
There's liposculpting, where I call it strategic liposuction. It's also known as abdominal etching. Where you liposuck in specific areas to redefine, almost like carving.
Okay.
You know, it's art. And so you can then create that appearance without necessarily putting in the implant by carving out the outside areas to then define. But as I mentioned, you know, it's a cherry on top, and the bottom must be desirable. But look, we're here to help you with the entire building phase, from foundation all the way up to the cherry on top.
Doc, you know they say radio is a theater of the mind, and the visuals that you painted today are going to be stuck in my head for quite some time.
But I hope they're a good one.
No, particularly the mkaba with the six-pack hanging at the bottom. That one is going to haunt me for days, Doc. So thank you so much for your time. I truly do appreciate it. For those who'd like to make contact with you, how do we find you, Doctor?
Look, I'm based in Gauteng. Actually, there's some outreaches that I do to Limpopo or so Farmsburg. If you want to contact us, you can directly call us on 069-427-6096. That's 069-427-6096. Or just send us an email, you know, on inquiries@drngwenya.co.za. inquiries@drngwenya.co.za or just www.drngwenya.co.za.
Oh.
And yeah, we will see how we can answer.
Doc, I look forward to some more of these conversations during the year.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, and you have a lovely weekend ahead.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Like, listen, it's not a quick fix. And, you know, before going into this conversation, there are certain things that I didn't quite know that he made very clear to us. You literally don't go in with a mkaba and say, I need an implant. You have to literally be fit.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.